Blog Talk Radio.
The election. The election is a battle in a war. It is not something unto itself. The result of this election in itself is a matter of indifference. It's a question of how the battle is won and lost, which is important. But there's another issue here. There's also an issue of World War III. And World War III is between the British Empire, better known as the Anglo-Dutch liberal banking financial system on the one side, and the principal nations of Eurasia, Russia, China, India, and other nations, are the targets of intended warfare by the British Empire, which is already turning Europe into a mere colony of the British Empire through the program of the Lisbon Treaty. If the Lisbon Treaty were adopted, and is being pushed for adoption now, there would not be a single nation on the continent of Europe, west of Belarus and Russia, which had any sovereignty whatsoever. The British Empire would control the entirety of that region of Europe, from Portugal to the borders of Belarus and Russia, as a puppet of the Anglo-Dutch liberal financial interests. It is those interests represented in the United States for a long time, have taken over control of the U.S. dollar, control of the United States. Now they're moving in for the kill. The same cartel that put Mussolini into power in Italy, the same cartel that put Hitler into power in Germany. And we're now at the brink of something like a Hitler power taking over the United States. If they grab the United States, then they will grab all of Europe under the Lisbon Treaty. If they control the United States and parts of Europe under the Lisbon Treaty, then you will have an actual fighting war emerging on this planet. You will have dictatorship. You will have mass starvation. The elimination of whole sections of the population of parts of the world through starvation. And that part of the British program is the food war. That's the situation. We're not dealing with an election. We're dealing with whether there is in the United States, in the top layers of society, the moral fitness to survive. And so far, the vote is, in the leadership of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, neither is morally fit to survive. They're as unmorally fit to survive as the people who backed Mussolini and backed Hitler back in the 1920s and the 1930s. And if we allow this to happen, we will get the same kind of treatment that the victims of Mussolini, Hitler, and so forth suffered. That's what he's saying. We have to win this war against that evil empire.
show. I have absolutely nobody in the chat room. That's fine. I hope, so I can't test if anybody can hear me or not. So I'm going to be babbling on for a while. And hopefully somebody come in the chat room and let me know if they can hear me. What are we going to talk about tonight? And it is the West Coast, so I'm not really expecting anybody to really be around. But you get this show in the archive. I'm going to point out some important information. If you watched or listened to any of my shows before, you know that I'm very strong on things that are coming down the road, weeks or a few months away. The Jerusalem Post has an article in the Iranian threat section. It talks about the world may back Iran operation as a part of a deal. So they're trying to cut a deal with Israel, that Israel will give some concessions to their neighbors, a deal to go and destroy Iran's nuclear facility. But I think it's a setup. Albert Pike didn't say that there are going to be three world wars for nothing. And I believe it's a setup. And this Israel regime is going to fall for it. Hook, line, and sink. So if there are going to be an end time scenario, I mean, everything's coming together. I mean, I can't say it no more. This thing is coming together so uniquely that it's like we're watching the pages of the Bible come up and spring in the air. It levitates. And the article says a deal that can shape between Israel and the Western leaders will facilitate international support for Israel's Iran's nuclear facilities in exchange for concessions and peace negotiations with the Palestinian and Arabian neighbors, the Times reports Thursday. According to one British official quoted by the paper, such an understanding could allow an Israeli attack within the year. Now, within the year is strong vocabulary. This year, what are they trying to say? This year. Within the year means this year. So, if military strike within the year, not within a year, within the year means this year, 2009. Now, if you listen to any of my past shows, you know that I am strongly believing that this year tribulation period. Jerry Celente, who was one of the most accurate guys as far as analyzing and forecasting, have said that what would geopolitically if Israel strikes Iran, it'll be just a big ball of fire, just an explosion in the Middle East. And I do believe that. If you read the book of Ezekiel, it talks about Russia coming as a guard with them that they are with, meaning Iran is one of the nations, so they're coming as a guard. So Iran is part of the invasion, but Russia is coming as a guard. So, what I'm looking for is something before this month is out to give us a clue of what this for this year is going to be like. Whatever takes place at the end of this month, within the last 10 days of this month, will show me what will happen. happen for the rest of the year. Now, if it's minor, we have time to go win the loss, and that should be all we're doing. Because so if some of you people want more time so you can get a new house, and, you know, you can see Billy graduate from high school, or you can get that new car you always wanted. And I'm talking to Christians. And some want Christ to come back. You know there's a special reward for those who want Jesus Christ to come back. There's a special reward as long as you don't forfeit. And some of us are going to forfeit. That's why we need to have the urgency to live at the light of Jesus Christ to come back at any time. We got to live in that light. We got to know. We can't be blind. So this operation, it seems like international approval is coming with this. And already the ships are lining up for such a possible attack. It says that warships in the Suez prepare for Iranian attack. Now, how do they know that? Because it's obvious. Israel missile class warships sail. This is from the YNetNewsCom.com. It says Israel missile class warships sail through the Suez Canal to the Red Sea 10 days after a submarine capable of launching a nuclear missile strike. The British Times newspaper quoted an Israel defense official saying should be taken seriously. Now, I say so. The move was apparently done in the preparation for a possible attack on Iran's nuclear facility, the official said. Israel is investing time in preparing itself for a complexity of an attack on Iran. These maneuvers are a message to Iran that Israel will follow up on its threats. I forgot who it was, but somebody has said, if this happens, it's going to be a complete disaster. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's going to happen on God's time clock, because God has a special time clock. And if you don't believe me, go and listen to on YouTube.com. It's awesome. It's awesome. Can you hear me, guest 1697? I guess you wouldn't be sitting there if you didn't hear me, but I'd love to hear a response if you hear me. Okay, continuing on. Now, Syria is also jabbering their jaws in relevance to Israel being a obstacle in peace negotiations. Well, Israel has always been a nation that's tried to make concessions to give away everything for peace. Now, the pray for the Middle East. It also says to pray for all men. So we have to pray for every man in this world, but generally also. But it seems like Syria is rattling their sabers, but they claim that they want some sort of peace dialogue with Israel. But Syria is not mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Why is that? Could Isaiah 17 play a big part in it? It says Damascus is no longer a nation or a city. It's taken away. It's obliterated. Now, that is the case. Could it be that the Antichrist will come from Syria? Could the leadership that is destroyed be replaced by the Antichrist? Could the secret societies place the Antichrist in position as leader of Syria? And could he take over the Middle Eastern region, part of the beast? It says he should subdue three. Now, if there are 10 toes, or 10 regions, I say the 10 regions, I believe that the left toe could possibly be, or the right toe could possibly be European Union, and the left toe could be the Mediterranean countries, which cover the Middle East and Africa. So there are 5 toes in the Europe, and there are 5 toes in the Middle East / Africa. So the beast comes out of the sea. He subdues 3. Could it be the Middle East? Could the Middle East be, as far as the east wing, could the Middle East be broken up into the 3 regions and Africa be the other 2? In charge of the Middle Eastern region, or somehow or another he takes over that, he coerces them to do what he says, they do what he says, and he controls 3, and then next thing you know, he's controlling everything else. Could it be that, instead of what everybody is saying, he roots them up and destroys them. Instead of doing that, could he just subdue them? Like Adam was told to subdue, he didn't go and burn up the forest and all the fruits and vegetables in the trees. No, he took care of them. So could the Antichrist subdue them by flattery? And then he takes over the rest of the Union, the Mediterranean Union, because it's not just the European Union, it's the Mediterranean Union. The beast coming out of the sea is diverse. It's still the same territory as the old Roman Empire, and everybody seems to leave out the rest of the Roman Empire. They always talk about the European Union, oh, it looks like they're coming together, blah, 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 blah. It's the Mediterranean Union. He's coming out of the sea. And sooner or later, that Mediterranean Union become a world union. it seems, getting back to the news, it seems, and I got from Prophecy Today, actually, and it seems like in Africa they had a conference there, and it seems like at Egypt, the heads of state from over 50 developing nations in the world that call for a new world order to tackle fallout from the global economic meltdown. So the countries were Cuba, Pakistan, Iran, and 50 member states of African Union, including the host, Egypt, and all 118 member states of the non-aligned movement development nations in the world say a new monetary and economic order and the restructuring of the world financial system must be in place to take into consideration the need of developing countries. It's called redistribution of wealth. We already started this thing a long time ago. It's called outsourcing. It's also demanufacturing the United States. I don't even know if I said that right. So you try to take the United States and make them dependent on somebody else. So you destroy their manufacturing base to transfer it over to other countries. Once again, it's called redistribution of wealth. The welfare system is also a form of redistribution of wealth, meaning you take tax money from one person and you give it to somebody else in entitlement. So redistribution of wealth is both foreign and domestic. And boy, do these socialist governments do a great job of doing it. Sometimes you can have a socialist government without even knowing it. Because if you draw a line on a piece of paper and you have all the movements from capitalism to socialism to communism to, you know, Nazism, whatever you want to, fascism, if you have lay it out on a piece of paper, there you can actually draw little small number notches the closer you get from one to the other. I think it was Darwin that said that socialism is the bridge to bridge between capitalism and communism. Wow. And countries don't even notice they're going in. People are so busy trying to take little Johnny to the barbershop and to the soccer game. Actually, he needs a haircut. But to the soccer game, people are so interested in going to college, and I'm in college, so I have to be careful also. People are so interested in becoming this or that, or seeing little, you know, Billy graduate from high school, that we can't tell anything's going on. Because we like things. We like for the government to help us out. I hear people talking, I heard this one guy, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go get a government grant for start me on my own business, blah, 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 blah. And actuality, if I can get a grant to start my own business, yeah, cool. But in the meanwhile, we're robbing the treasury. Because Thomas Jefferson, I think it was Thomas Jefferson, said, when normal citizenry find out that they can vote somebody into office, and he gives them what they want, and when he stops giving them what they want, they vote him out and vote somebody in, and the cycle continues, and the treasury is broke. That's deep. That is deep. Okay? That is very deep. So, I'm gonna test something because I have nobody else in the chat room. Somebody just left the chat room. I'm gonna test my chat and see if I can actually hear myself. It's gonna sound funny. Here I go. Testing. Hello? I can't even hear myself. So I'm hoping this thing's working. Well, anyway, I'm going to change microphones just in case. This thing might be working, it might not be, but I have nobody to tell me if it is. I kind of wish I could test it. Probably working. I just kind of jumped the gun, but just to be on the safe side, I wanted to see was it working or was it not working, and go from there. So if anybody is out there, hear me? Man, we have a little chit chat. I got 36 minutes left for the rest of the show. What I want to read is Matthew 24, but I want to read the time period that I think we're in, which is verse 1 to 8 talks about pestilence, and it talks about earthquakes in diverse places. It talks about totally what's going to be happening before the rapture of the church. Now, verse 8 says the beginning of what? Sorrows. So it says, let's look at verse 6 of chapter 24 of Matthew. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. So we're going to have, it seems like maybe within a gap, it's in between chapter 6 and 7, it's a surprise. And all of a sudden, the nations rise against the nations and the kingdoms against the kingdoms. That includes rioting. And what did Gerald Celente and the Russian economists say? He says they're going to be rioting in America. It even started in China. China is having some type of riot things going on in their place. Now, could the globalists be promoting these things to happen? Could the globalists actually be responsible for these ethnic groups fighting against each other? Possibly so. But it's all left up to speculation. Very much so. All left up to speculation. I'm going to sneak and play now President Obama went over to Moscow and he was talking about a new threat to America, a new threat to the world, to the global stage, and that was homemade bombs, homemade nuclear bombs. Now, why did he say that? And who was going to be responsible? Who's going to be to blame for these homemade bombs? So who's going to be made enemies? Countries always got to make enemies, common enemies, so they can have their own reason to do what they want to do. Now, the globalists, secret societies, they want power. They want control. They already have all the money they want. They want you. They want to own everything about you. Don't ask me how and why this is so. I don't know. But right now, I'm going to play this videotape. I don't know how it's going to come out. Just listen to this, and I'll be back.
Have you heard about this new thing going on in Great Britain that Al-Qaeda written up all these Britons, essentially, 1,400 strong, apparently, in a new, what's being called a new white Al-Qaeda army? Tougher to detect, potentially.
Yeah, because they're not Muslims. They look just
exactly
like
right.
Regular British people.
They're converts.
Also, we're going to talk more about the controversial subject regarding Al-Qaeda. Are they recruiting a white army now in Great Britain? Some people say it's 1,400 people strong, and why is that important? Because this is what we've always talked about, that if you have people in one country transplanting to another religion, and they maybe aren't exactly what you think they are, that can be more difficult to fight.
Yeah, they're converting them in prison to
kill us.
Muslims. Yeah, okay, great.
Alex?
Okay. Now y'all heard about white Al-Qaeda. If we had enemies, foreign and domestic, mainly domestic, and they really wanted to trip off and knock us off so they can have a global government, who are they going to get as common enemies? They're going to use American people so they can police them off. To police them up. So martial law will be something that they can do. And yes, we're going to be going into martial law if we're not careful. And I believe this is coming on fast, approaching us on the horizon. If this is so, then I'm going to let you listen to this Russian economist. Let's see what he has to say.
Igor Nikolaevich, to one of your previous lectures, you mentioned that the United States could be actually disintegrating in the near future. You made such theories about 10 years ago when the United States was a flourishing state. What are you basing your theories on? In the light of today's crisis in the U.S., many people started talking about possible major changes in the country. But I expressed my concept back in September 1998 in Linz, Austria, at the Information War Conference. On the 9th of September, I produced a report with a very unusual ending. I kept the ending of my report secret from the other participants of the conference. A huge map of the United States appeared on a 40-meter screen. I pushed a button on my computer, and this map fell into 6 pieces. 400 people in the audience cried out in shock. Before the map fell apart, it had the disintegration of the USA in 2010 written on it. My statement got a huge response, but even to my surprise, many Americans and Europeans took my ideas very seriously. At the time, I emphasized the 3 main reasons which, in my opinion, could lead to the collapse of the US. The first one was the moral and psychological factor and the stress of the American population. The second one is the financial and economic problems. And the third one is the increase of anti-Americanism in the world.
Well, let's imagine.
Okay, so it's talking about the fall and breakdown of the United States. However, I believe that if that happens, then martial law will be enacted to police up the people. Now, these guys like Gerald Lente and this Russian economist is saying that they're going to be rioting and civil unrest. Now, I don't think the American people actually grasp the complexity of this matter, because I believe it's not going to be a Rodney King type of thing or Detroit 1967 type of rioting, or whenever that big time riots happened when Detroit was halfway burning down. A lot worse. I could say lot for the next 2 hours. Let's listen to the second part of his interview.
The Russian economy and Russian industry is very much dependent now on the situation in the United States. Of course, if this crisis keeps developing, Russia is going to face quite a hard time in the next 6 months. In this sense, Russia, in my opinion, should do its utmost to minimize the influence of the American crisis on its internal structure and of the social and political stability and economic stability. For the approaching meeting of the 20 most economically developed states in the world in London, Russia suggests, and I fully support it, finding a new supercurrency instead of the dollar, and finding those mechanisms that would satisfy not only Russia, but the BRIC countries as well, i.e. Brazil, Russia, India and China, and other countries such as the EU, first of all, as France and Germany are making some very similar suggestions. If the disintegration of the
Now, you hear when they talk about, they think that he was suggesting that they come up with some type of another currency. Well, you see Medvedev, the president of Russia, just recently holding up the coin. After he was promoting that. Let's listen to Gerald Celente.
The fragile U.S. economy has been met with bank bailouts and stimulus plans. So what's to come in 2009? Joining me now to answer that question is Gerald Celente, founder and director of the Trends Research Institute. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
How would you define the economic trend that you have forecasted for 2009?
We're going to see an economic collapse, the likes of which the world has never seen before. It's not only in the United States, it's going global. At the end of 2008, we saw Christmas sales, retail sales. Women's apparel down 23%. Home furnishings and electronics off 27%. Luxury items down 35%. These are Depression-era collapses. We saw major bankruptcies. Circuit City. We saw Linens and Things. One bankruptcy after another. Then we saw store closings. Starbucks, Home Depot. Down the line, the question becomes, who is going to take all of the vacant retail space? Who is going to rent it?
Okay, that was Cheryl Celente. I wish I could fast forward it to the part where he put up the pieces when he was saying that they asked him about the geopolitical environment that was going to be facing us in 2009, and he clearly said that if this guy's accurate, he makes no diamonds look like a complete straight up hobo. He said they asked him about geopolitics, and he said if Iran is attacked by Israel, it'd be World War III. And I think the birds are singing and the sun is coming up and everything seems pretty peaceful. And that the quiet always comes before the storm, just like in 9/11. I thought it was pretty peaceful then before 9/11. I was into the research on Bible prophecy and also the New World Order. And I would study secret societies. And I always come up with, I always have a feeling that it happened. When things seem peachy keen, and it's all fun and games until, you know, people are chilling out and relaxing and being very incoherent about what's really going on. Now, I got to admit, there is no American Idol, there is no NFL football, there is no NBA, there is nothing to get our attention. Michael Jackson, you know, passing, that's about basically it. But there is still a quietness before the storm. If you listen to any of my past shows, you know that I believe the last 10 days of July, something's going to happen of this July. And just from my evidence, not because I've gotten information today, this is just adding to fuel the fire that Israel is working a deal out with the world body. And I think they're trying to set Israel up, making a deal with the world body to attack Iran. Okay, if you attack Iran, we want you to give this back to us in negotiation. And let's hope he's not putting Jerusalem over the fire. Because the Bible says, you divide my land, I'm kick your tail. So, this is straight up God talking to the world. And that's a solar eclipse coming at the end of the month, at the times of fall, which is a 10-day period. Solar eclipse. We're also running drills. There are also drills being ran. I think Israel will hit Iran in August. They could hit them in July. I think a lot of, at least me, I'm kind of like not even looking at it that way. But, yeah, they could hit them in July. But my best guess is they're going to hit them in August, and something else is going to happen in July. Now, Russia's running drills on the 22nd to the 20th. Not for anything major to come out of that one. But you never know. The solar eclipse is over the Dire Straits. So if it's over the Dire Straits, that means that it's North Korea, South Korea, all the way over. Japan, China, all those countries over there. So that's the figure. Who's in the news? Who's been in the news lately? So there's a lot of things going on. Bank holidays that are scheduled for September. Oh, even President Obama was talking to Iran and says, y'all have until September. Everything's leading to September, October, the fall. I keep hearing the word the fall. Their swine flu will be here in the fall. I can understand that one because the flu season does come in the fall. But to hear people say it's going to mutate into this big, horrible beast. Hey, everybody, let's go. So come get your vaccines, please. Those make you sicker. Quicker. Please. We'd like to kill. Like the Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband, said he want to come back as a virus. You want to come back as a virus? Wow. That's awesome. Now, that's really a life-expanding experiment. Come back as a virus. So, anybody out there want to call in? I keep doing all my shows with no warning. And then the shows that I'm warning, I'm not doing any advertising. So I'm going to get out there and do some advertising probably next week, because next week is going to be very important. Matter of fact, very important. If you call it in and you're not going to say anything, or you're going to just, because I recognize that phone number, 1416, and I'm not going to give the rest of your phone number because I don't think that's right. But 1416 or 416, please don't call here anymore on my radio program, okay? Just find somebody else to mess with, okay? Because normally, when you get messed with, that means you're doing the right thing. That means you're doing, if you look at Peter and Paul, Peter and James or whoever was walking around, and the sorcerer lady would come up to him, are you the son? Even Jesus, are you the son of God? You know, so I keep having the same caller call, follow me. It's like, the show is going to be paused. Please stop calling. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing. God bless you. I pray for you. But please stop calling. Do not call here anymore. Okay? All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, I got a few more minutes left on my show. And then I'll... I got 16 minutes, so I want to read, I want to talk about the 2012. Now, there's a lot of mysticism around 2012. And there's so much mysticism that no one is actually even Christians are going wild over 2012, and I'm asking the question, why are you going wild over 2012 when we ain't supposed to know the day and hour? So you following the world system just like the church is obviously doing, even in theology. We are getting watered down, lukewarm. And God says, I wish you were hot or cold so I can at least spool you out of my mouth. I can at least work with you if you're hot, or if you're cold, I can at least work with you. Or if you're hot, I'm loving him. If you're cold, I can work with you. At least you know where you at. You're not religious. And it seems like the world is affecting the church even when Jesus Christ is coming. So he's going to come back when you think he's going to come back, when I think he's going to come back. Actually, I'm not. But the way the Bible describes it, I might be still right. I'm going for 2009 or 10. And a lot of these people are going for 2012. 2013 to me appears, by doing the math of math and looking at the Jewish holidays and the festivals, falls right into place to 2009 to 2016. Everything lines up. All the Jewish holidays line up perfectly. So that's the only time period it lines up perfectly. Now the generations from 1948 to 2018 was a 7-year period. So it fits perfectly. Now, I would have told you this last Christmas if you'd have came by my house and asked me what do you think gonna take place in 2009. I would say if Jesus Christ comes back, you're gonna see a stock market collapse, it'll recover. So the birds can sing and the sun can come up and everybody think life is good. I would have looked at the calendar and said, oh, the times of Av is at the end of July. So the Pandora's box will probably open up then. Then I would have told you sometime in August, Israel will strike Iran. But I will tell you this. I believe that it's going to be another Lebanon war, and then Israel will strike Iran. Now, I'm also going to tell you that it's possible that Israel can go over to our Lebanon and shoot a missile at their own selves and then claim it's, you know. The Zionist movement is weird. It's kind of like our CIA. It's weird. They can have somebody, they probably even working with somebody from the Israeli government, trying to stir up World War III and trying to stir up things to get things done. So, with this being the case, there could be a third Lebanon war that starts. Then Israel gets into it with Iran. Syria joins in. Israel, Syria become the focal point. It becomes so bad that Syria sending low biological chemical weapons hurting a lot of Israelis. And then Israel just says, you know what, enough is enough, and take the bomb and drop it on this Damascus, which I sorrow for because I don't want to see anybody die. Rush to the war. This can be the hooks. Part of the hooks. Because it's a plural. It's hooks. The financial reasons. It could be because Russia promised Syria to protect them. It could be any type of reason. Okay? Now, if we hear President Obama talk about a homemade bomb, we've been hearing that for years. But for him to say that just right in front of terror drills that we're going to be running at the end of this month, right in front of Operation Blackjack, which is a magazine, cartoon, illustration of a neutron bomb going off major cities, and the government responds, and martial law is that happened back in June, so it was slated for June 26th, and it was just 1 month prior too, and they just trying to be funny. They won't do nothing unless they warn the citizenry, unless they warn those or even in the know. Maybe somebody inside that wants to stop it, but he has no way of stopping it, so he's at least gonna warn, so he knows we're out here going to take the signal and say, okay, we understand. Now, God has signaled us, just like in Luke 21, he says there should be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. People seem to just pass by it. Too supernatural for them, but at the same time, they can go and practice, study all these miracles, which I believe in. Sometimes I think we're like a bunch of herd cattle. We can be herded just like anybody else can be herded. We're supposed to be living in the light. Here we go, Democrats. Voting for Democratic president, we're Christian. Even if you vote for a Republican president, you still know black. We still have abortion. That alone eliminates me. I'll throw away my vote in a minute. Say, what good is that going to do? You know what? It's going to do good in God's eyes. He's going to see me as a person who does not believe in abortion. Now that I have any other junk in my trunk, please clean it out, God. Please forgive me. If I owe any man, please forgive me. If I've done any man wrong, please forgive me. That's all I can do. I can't go back in time. But I know one thing, I'm not going to vote for nobody that loves abortion. And anybody out there who's a Democrat or a Republican, we still got abortion 8 years after President Bush. people run on, oh, I'm pro-abortion. Big deal. What are you going to do about it? If you cancel out Roe versus Wade, these ladies that love putting babies on the altar is going to come and beat you up. So what are you going to do about it? Instead of trying to trick people to go into war against a country and kill off all its citizens and say it's good for America, once you stand up for unborn children. Oh, they're just fetus. They're not really kids. Blah, 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 blah. That's what you're saying. Blah, blah, blah. That's all I hear. You got to be a moron to believe that. Why would a lady have a baby shower for? Well, she's 3 months pregnant, so we're going to have a baby shower for her. I mean, for a woman who kills babies, and we have no idea why he does it, other than he thinks that the fetus does not exist until the baby comes out. You go to Harvard University and Yale University to figure this stuff out? Are you a moron? Now, if, forgive me, God, if that's the way of calling somebody a fool. I just think morons are a little bit more adaptable to the situation. Are you a straight-up moron? People argue for the silliest things. So, you telling me, if you go down the street and you see your neighbor planting seeds, a garden, and you go over to his house with a shovel and dig up all his stuff, will he shoot you? What are you going to do? Well, before I shoot you, I want to know why you did my garden like this. Because it's not a garden. I don't see any plants. The analogy to what I just said is this. If you sock a girl in the stomach when she's pregnant, even a month pregnant, you're going to jail for a long time. If you kill the baby, you got 100 years, buddy. Especially if they find out you knew that she was pregnant. Why would a lady go get a breast pregnancy test after she just had intercourse to find out she's pregnant for something that's not a baby at all? The Bible says to Jeremiah, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. And when Jesus' mother went to go visit Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mom, John the Baptist jumped in the womb when Mary came, because the baby even sensed the presence of his cousin, which he is the forerunner for. Jumped in the womb. All that kicking in mama's stomach, I guess, is void. Moment we can kill them before they come out. We love population control. Do these idiots know that God has prepared, he has supplied this world with enough to probably take on 24 billion people? See, it's the devil's lie that he's lied to these secret societies to tell them, hey, you know what? I like killing, you know, I hate people. People's taking up too much food. And these rich people are so rich, it's ridiculous. Just go buy yourself some food. If you're scared, we're going to eat it all up. You moron. Of course, in the next show, I'm going to pray about it, but I'm not going to call nobody no moron. But it's so feeling so good today. Bible says don't call anybody a fool. So I have to go figure out, go look it up in the encyclopedia what moron means. But it feels so good. It feels very good. I love it when the callers call in and they just want to cause trouble. You know what I love that for? Now, if anybody else calling in and I can't see you, I apologize. But when a caller calls in and has nothing to say but to distract the show, then I'm thinking I'm doing God's will. So if you want me to do God's will, area code 416, thank you very much. You approve of my point that I am doing God's will, and I pray for you. But I'd like to say thank you for tuning into the show. I just came out of nowhere and said, you know what, I'm going to do a show tonight. I'm serious. I just came out of nowhere. I said, you know what? I'm going to do a show tonight. And I kind of knew 416, you was going to be on here. Matter of fact, I'm just going to let you, one day I'm just going to make a show. I'm going to make my own show called Anything Goes. But yes, probably make my own new account. Okay, because it's funny how you probably could be messing with somebody else other than me that had nothing to do with God. So, like I said, I pray for you. You're going to be a normal fixture on the show from now on because I'm not going to touch it. I'm just going to leave you right there. And two Blog Talk Radio tells me how I can put a block on there so you can't call, because this is like the second or third time I answer the phone, and I am quite the moron. Okay? So, anyway, God, Jesus is coming back, so whoever's listening to this program, we need to get ready. If you don't believe me, and it doesn't happen this year, it's going to happen next year. 2011, as far as it's going, unless I'm misreading. So, 2011, as far as it's going to go, that's the last year that this thing can happen. The world and the things in it, read 1 John 2:15. Okay? Read Colossians 3, where it says, seek those things above. Because some of you churchgoers are fooling yourselves into thinking, you guys, now, getting a new house is fine, but the Lord said, in my Father's house there are many mansions, abiding places. I go to prepare a place for you. And if it was not so, I wouldn't have said so. I'm going to draw you to myself, which is the rapture church, for those who don't believe it. Check Revelation chapter 4 all the way through. You won't find the word church anywhere. You won't find the word church anywhere. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll draw you unto myself, that you will be in and living with me in my sight. There you will be with me forever. Forever. Forever, ever, ever. Okay? You better be with me forever. That's what God said. So, the last thing God told us to do is to go ye and preach the gospel to all those to the ends of the world as a witness for all, and then the end shall come. So our duty as a church is to preach the gospel to everyone, including you, Erico 416. Is to preach the gospel to everyone. But when man, woman, child, Erico 416 is whatever. Whatever. That's God wants us to do that. God bless you, Erico 416. I'm pray for you that you find something else to do with your time and maybe get saved and go preach the gospel. Good night. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful day.